Now, researchers at UCLA and the University of Wisconsin-Madison have confirmed that microscopic fossils discovered in an almost 3.5 billion-year-old piece of rock are the oldest fossils ever found so far. The piece of rock is from Australia, and this is the earliest direct evidence of life on Earth. John Valley is a professor of geology in the Department of Geoscience at UW-Madison. He's one of the leaders of this study published about the fossils. John, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
So if I were holding these, I'm guessing I would not be aware that I was looking at a fossil. Is that right?
This would be a very ugly black rock. It has fine-grained what looks like graphite. It's mostly quartz, and you can't see a thing without a high-powered microscope.
Now, one of your colleagues in this study has been saying this was a fossil. This is a sign of really old life for some time, but there was doubt out there.
That's right. Bill Schopp and his students had first described the morphology of these features decades ago, and in fact had delineated 11 different taxa interpreted just based on the shapes of these little spheres and rods of carbon. And there'd been a certain amount of pushback on this because it was only shape, and that's not regarded as absolute proof. That's just strongly supportive.
And then how did you try to answer this question here at UW?
Well, another line of evidence, it's actually a fingerprint for life, comes from the geochemistry of the microfossil material. So almost all organic material on Earth today has a distinctive ratio of two types of carbon called isotopes, carbon-13 to carbon-12, which are different numbers of protons, different numbers of neutrons. So the carbon isotope ratio is quite distinctive of life, but there are inorganic ways where you can also get this ratio. They're perhaps not common, but they can happen. And so it has been known for decades also that if you grind up this black rock, you get that carbon isotope ratio that's about right for life. But when you look in the microscope, what you're seeing are these little tiny microbial features surrounded by what was probably just an organic ooze, you know, black icky mud that has now been turned to stone. So there's lots of carbon. You don't know what you're measuring. What we have is a technique that allows us to go in microscopically and analyze in situ just the microfossil. And what we found is that there's a lot more variability than we'd suspected.
Yeah, so this isn't just life that's almost 3.5 billion years old. This is multiple species of life.
The carbon isotopes suggest that we have at least three different functional groups, if you will. We have microbes, bacteria that were photosynthetic, and then we have microbes that produced methane, probably what are now called archaea, and other bacteria that consumed methane. So it was a community, actually a well-developed community of life at this time. This is not the dawn of life. It was already up and going full bore.
And so again, we're talking almost 3.5 billion years ago. This, as I understand it, is way earlier than we used to think life could have started on Earth.
Well, it's interesting. It goes back to an early Wisconsin story, but 50 years ago, the earliest life was pegged at about 500, 550 million years ago in what's called the Cambrian era. And then a University of Wisconsin professor, Stanley Tyler, discovered the first microfossils in a pre-Cambrian rock from the northern shores of Wisconsin. And he pushed, in one paper, he pushed the limits of life back to 1.8 billion years ago. What we're talking about now is twice further back into the first billion years of Earth history, but it's a long tradition in Wisconsin studying these sorts of things.
Is it likely that we're going to be able to find signs that survive of the grandparents of these fossils we're talking about?
A great question. A lot of people are looking. There are a lot of reports by people who have things they think are earlier fossils, and so there are reports of objects that are shaped and the same size as what we report. They have the morphology of life, but no chemistry. And there are other features of rocks that have the geochemical fingerprint, but which don't have the morphology. And so those things go back almost as far as the evidence for the first oceans, back beyond 4 billion years into the Hadean era. And it could be that we'll find evidence that's really definitive in that time frame, but so much of the early record has been overprinted by high temperature metamorphism.
Now, this is a huge story on Earth. I understand some people are looking at this and saying, if life could have started in these inhospitable conditions in Earth's early history, maybe that's a sign that it's easier to get life on other planets, other solar systems, for that matter, than we used to think.
Absolutely. The evidence suggests that life actually could have formed very quickly. A million years is a long time if you're a living organism, but geologically, that's a blink of an eye. And so it's possible that life formed 4.3 billion years ago on Earth, as soon as the surface cooled down enough to be habitable. And if that's the case, then there's no reason why it couldn't have formed on Mars at about the same time and on the same time frame and on other habitable planets the outside of our solar system.
So you're going to be watching for older and older fossils to be found now?
Well, we're going to be hoping for them, for sure.
Well, John, thanks so much for joining us again to bring us up to date. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
John Valley is a professor of geology in the Department of Geoscience at UW-Madison. He's one of the leaders of the study published about the oldest confirmed fossils found on Earth, the earliest direct evidence of life on Earth, just about 3.5 billion years old.